Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Daryl Peel up next.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Latest USDA cattle on feed report is out, Daryl. I know the numbers are showing we're up compared to a month ago. Tell me what you're seeing on these numbers.
Well, in terms of pre-report expectations, this report was pretty well anticipated, and that's a big contrast, as you remember, from last month when the placements were much bigger than expected. Placements came in this time at 102.7% of last year. Marketings were 104.1%. Both of those, again, were pretty good. In fact, the placement number is actually probably a little less than average, but it was close to at least what some people expected. And it actually has the on-feed total at 104.3%, which is a smaller percentage increase year over year compared to last month. It pulled it back just slightly, even though it's still up year over year.
I guess what one thing we are definitely learning from these reports, we've got more cattle on feed as we go along.
Oh, that's right. You know, I mean, the bigger picture here, is that we've been in herd expansion for 3 years, and that's beginning to show up with a pretty sustained increase in the feeder cattle pipeline. It's marching on. Those cattle are going to come into the feedlots. They're going to work their way through the feedlots, and all of it ultimately translates into this continued expectation for increased beef production as we go forward.
And Dr. Peel says that feedlot operators have been very interested in keeping cattle moving through their pens as quickly as possible.
They have been, and we had 4 months of sharply higher placements, particular the last two of those 4 months. This month, again, it's up slightly year over year, but not as much, and that's kind of what we expected. Those increase in placements were the reflection of good feedlot profitability, feedlots being aggressive about filling their pens. They've had, favorable cattle cost of gain numbers, so they have an incentive to feed stuff, but they've had an incentive for several months now to turn over those cattle pretty aggressively. So that's kept weights down and done everything kind of right from that end of things. And, this is really a continuation of that. I think the relative pullback in placements this month is just a reflection of the fact that some of those cattle got placed last month in that big surge in placements we had. And so there's a growing pool of feeder cattle out there, but it's still a limited pool. And if you place them sooner rather than later, then there's going to be a few less later.
Anything stick out in your mind regarding where we are on the various weights of cattle that are currently in the feedlots?
Well, this month was very close to last year. The slight increase in placements was pretty well distributed across weight groups, so nothing very dramatic there. If you go back to that big jump a month ago, a big part of that increase that was unexpected in the June placements was in lighter weight cattle. And so those cattle were not going to be on top of some of the previous heavier weight placements that had been done. So that pushes them out a little bit. Certainly there's going to be more cattle coming out of feedlots in the second half of the year as we continue through the rest of the year. But I don't think we've really bunched things up and created any unnecessary challenges for ourselves necessarily with the weight breakdowns.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel on those latest cattle on feed numbers showing us 4% more cattle in U.S. feedlots as of the 1st of August of this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.